Hello, community group leaders and hosts. This is the second podcast episode, and today I'm in the same place I was last week, which is no fancy location. If any of you can guess where I'm recording this, I'll give a $5 gift card to the first person who guesses correctly, excluding Sonia. She doesn't count because she knows where I'm recording this podcast. Anyone else, you're eligible to win a $5 Starbucks gift card to the first person who guesses correctly. Today, I want you to imagine what, unfortunately, many of us only have to remember, but I want you to imagine that you're in your community group and the discussion is fantastic. There are great insights people are having. There are great applications people are making. The questions, the answers, the conversation, it's wonderful. And then, that one person does what that one person does best. The monologue. They begin speaking and they never stop. They go on for minute after minute after minute, and generally it's about something totally off topic. Now, when it comes to the monologue and that monologuer, there are three ways you can respond. Let me start with the worst way you can respond. The worst thing you can do is do nothing. You do nothing because you want to be kind and you don't want to hurt their feelings. Generally, when someone begins monologuing, there are times where they're sharing difficulties, either at home or at work or in life. And you want to be kind and you don't want to cut them off because what they're sharing is very personal. And I get that and I admire that you don't want to hurt them. However, we have to keep in mind that community groups exist for a particular reason, for a purpose. The purpose is so that we can open our Bibles and we can discuss the sermon and we can discuss how it applies to our lives. That's why community groups exist. They don't exist so that it's an hour and a half therapy session where one person can hold a group discussion hostage. We don't want that to happen. There's a place for that, and it's not in our community group. So the worst thing we can do is let it happen and make the whole group suffer because you're unwilling to confront that person about the monologue. So the worst thing we can do is do nothing, because then community groups don't serve their purpose, people aren't getting out of it what they should, and that person isn't going where they should to get the help that they need. So if you have that person, I encourage you to encourage them. If it's a perpetual issue, if it keeps coming up, point them in the direction of a pastor. We have also counseling resources, trusted counselors, for those that we're not professional counselors. It's above what we can provide. We'll send them to trusted Christian biblical counselors, or we can address their issues scripturally. But community groups isn't the place for them to hold hostage the conversation and make the purpose of groups bow to their monologue. That's not why we're there. So that's the worst thing, is do nothing. The second actually requires leadership, and it's admirable in that it confronts the monologue and it recognizes what I just said, and you stop the monologue. You either stop it in the moment or you speak to it maybe after the night has ended and as people are leaving, you pull them aside and say something privately. That's better than nothing. That's still good because you're doing something about it. However, like we just said, that can still hurt feelings. So it's better, but it's not best. Now that response is responding reactively. What's better than responding reactively is responding proactively. That is, before the monologuer ever gives the monologue, you address the issue. You address it before it ever happens. The way you do this is at the beginning of each night, weekly, before you open up in prayer, you set the guidelines and you set the guardrails and you tell people what's expected of them in the conversation. There are rules to being in the community group. And you say it tactfully. You know your people better than I do. You tell them to be aware of what they're saying and to be aware of how long they're saying it. Is what they're sharing on topic, or does it distract the group from the discussion on scripture and its implications for their life? And then you also ask them to consider how long they're speaking, because again, it's community groups. There's no I in groups, but there's groups in groups. So remind them it's community groups, group discussion. We want that to be the focus. So each week, you are reminding people beforehand what's expected and to be aware how long they're speaking and what they're speaking about. And the nice thing about that is that it's general and it's not individual. So the accusation isn't against a particular person after they've done wrong. Really, it's just a general caution to all people to be aware of this before the fact. No feelings are hurt. No individual accusations are made. No interruptions have to be had. It's just spoken to all people as a way of a kind reminder. So, the three ways we can act according to the monologuer is to do nothing, which is the worst option, or we can do something after the fact, or we can do something before it ever happens. Be proactive in engaging the monologuer, and if it's an issue, bring it to me, and I'm happy to help. Community group leaders and hosts, thank you for all you do at Transform. We exist to help people find hope in Jesus and transformation in life. And community groups is one means towards that end. We do it for the glory of God and for the good of our people.